Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen to N. And I'm walking back from drop-off a little bit later than usual because I just had a chat with another mum. I do hope I'm not too late getting home because I forgot to put the veg box out. And last time they came quite early because otherwise I have to somehow make space for the surplus box. Weather-wise, yeah, I didn't record anything in London yesterday because it was both raining and windy. Not a good combination. It's weird. It's kind of muggy because it's so wet. It's been raining, which has been great for the bushes that we replanted over the weekend. They looked a bit sorry for themselves on Monday, a bit dry. But whole day of sort of spitting rain and wetness yesterday seems to have done them the world of good. I saw them last night and they actually looked quite healthy and like they were taking to the new spot. So that would be good. To be honest, I don't really mind the rain that much. It's cooled down a bit. It was quite hot over the weekend. Not really used to that yet. Apart from, yeah, it's from the holiday, I guess I am used to the temperatures. But it was very warm very suddenly. So it's nicer to have that a bit more gradually. Plus, I've noticed I don't mind the rain as long as it's nice and warm. As it is now. I can run around in a t-shirt and just... yeah, not have to worry about it's cold, because usually when it rains it makes it cold and damp, doesn't it? But now it's warm. It's nice. It's just a bit muggy. But then hey, some people are never happy. so we just signed up for the school fair for the slots for stalls. Had to go to another class, it's the one where I offered my services to Henry's class. They were really full, and in Amelia's class rep didn't even respond. So I signed up to a couple of other classes now. We're helping out for an hour for the fair on Saturday while the kids are at swimming. I think Amelia will miss the fair completely because of her Saturday morning commitments. Just means that we're going to have fewer second-hand, half-broken toys. We suddenly have to find room for some of her biggest toys come from that fair. So yeah, what else can I report? Oh yeah, she managed to get her first badge in gymnastics on Monday, so she's quite proud. Henry's got no idea what he's still got to do for his first badge. He just goes along and does his thing, and he's not too bothered. I'm looking at the bushes now, so I don't know whether the flowers will come out. You know what, they might. I can still see some buds, so they may well even flower, but they definitely look quite healthy now after all that rain. So that was actually the best thing for them, I think. And this one will turn around, I'm sure. Slightly pointing the wrong way at the moment. Not for long. Yeah, so we're getting on with doing something here. Oh, what about these ones? There's a couple of other plants that I moved, thinking they were just sort of coming apart, and I thought, oh look, it's got a bit of root on if I put these over here, and they spread like wildfire, and they've got quite nice nice blossoms, so I thought they might be a good one to put in. Yeah, they're looking a lot better as well after rain. Good, well hopefully they'll take. What else? I don't really know that much more has happened. Ah, I knew it. I missed them. I've already been.
Yeah.
But I keep forgetting to put the box out. Yeah, the only thing with the rain is I'm meant to take a photo of my garden trees because they look absolutely lovely. We have this rather, well, it's quite a sort of middling sized tree. And that's got pink flowers on it. And then we've got a slightly smaller one with quite red flowers and berries. So it's sort of a darker pink. And then some more decorative trees with more pink flowers and some, I think they're called brooms. They're basically bushes with tiny flowers, some white, some yellow. And I always think this is spring. This is just lovely. You come back, it's sun shining on it, and you know, it's just an abundance of flowers, and it's just, yeah, it's just like, summer's coming, this is great, love it. Last time I remembered to take a photo, the sun was already behind them, so it didn't really work, and now it's a bit grey, and so much water doesn't seem to work for flowers, because they are all looking a little bit droopy, but yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I think my garden actually looks better, and the grass is growing. So I think my garden actually looks better in the spring than in the summer. I haven't got that many summer flowers. I need to do something about that. Otherwise, Henry's doing his sats this week, but apart from being absolutely shattered, I haven't really noticed a difference. He comes home, he says, yeah, school was all right, even though I saw some really bad press about the SATs, lots of teachers and parents complaining that their kids didn't finish and were crying and that sort of thing. Sounds quite horrendous. I checked with someone I know who's got a child in year six, but she did point out that she tutored her child to get through the 11 plus, and she said the SATs were easier. So they're all right. So I haven't heard anything sort of that anyone is struggling at our school, so that's good. So Henry certainly seems to be all right, so we'll see how it goes. There certainly seem to be some very bad press. Having said that, never mind what they're doing about grammar, etc. I mean, yes, I remember having to learn all this grammar. I certainly had to learn that in school. And if you want to learn languages, then that's certainly something that you'll need. Knowing what to name these things as well. So that's fine. I'm not actually too bothered. The one thing that does bother me is that the government said they want to raise standards, but they don't seem to want to do this in all subjects, because history teaching is still as all over the place as it ever was. My kids at primary school will learn, 1 minute they'll do 1666, the Great Fire of London. Next minute they'll be doing ancient Rome. Next minute they'll be doing the Victorians. Then it'll be the Stone Age. So they're just completely hopping about between periods and countries. So it gives them no sense of what came first, any kind of chronological order, what you want to, and the way things are related, one thing led to another thing connects to something else. And I thought, well, maybe that's just primary school, even though when we started learning, we started with sort of ancient Rome and the Persians and it was all practically storytelling, and then we worked our way forwards. But I checked with my A-level student, and she said that she's doing, so AS level, so that's so the last year before at A-levels, she's doing the Tudors and Communist Russia. So obviously nothing's changed there then. It's all higgledy-piggledy, and I was comparing it to sort of, you know, if you want to get to know London, you can't just hop from come out and then go in a tube and then come out somewhere else. You just get to know bits of London, but you can't ever sort of get an idea of what the whole of it is like. And I have a feeling that's what the history teaching here is like. They just hop about, so they get no sense of all of it, or as I said, how it is connected. It's really weird. I don't know. I don't know who thinks it's a good idea to teach history that way. But I can see that I'm running out of time, so I shall stop ranting here and wish you all a good day. and I shall go in and do some work.